One of Greater Cincinnati's very popular authors, Lori Foster, joins me in the studio tonight. Her novels have graced the bestseller list of USA Today, Publishers Weekly, and the New York Times. Tonight, we're going to talk about her latest. It is titled Cooper's Charm. Lori, nice to welcome you to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me here.
I think, first of all, we'll talk about where this novel is set. Then we'll go to characters. But it's set in Ohio, mm-hmm. and talk a little bit about Cooper's Charm.
Okay. Every setting that I use is always fabricated as much as I can make it, because readers are really good at catching any little flaws you make. But it's really, really based on a local RV park that my husband and I went to for years before we bought our lake house. And I would go up and park the RV very close to a stream, which Ridley in the book actually has her RV in basically the same spot where I would always put mine. It was like not being in a park anywhere. It was like being out in the woods alone, because it was considered a rustic spot, except that it had electricity and water hookups. So it worked out really well. And then the rest of the park had a fishing pond and a really nice big pool with a heated whirlpool and a really big lake. And on the lake, they offered everything from swimming and small boating, you know, like canoes and that type, and scuba diving. So I enjoyed that so much and wrote many, many books there, actually, that I decided it would be a really nice setting for this book. I like homey. Well, I like everything. I write a lot of action-packed stuff, too. But for this setting, I really like the homey. Everybody knows each other. Friends become family type things. So it's basically built off of that RV park.
When we first meet the female protagonist in Cooper's Choice, her name is Phoenix. She's just arrived, but she has usual butterflies, we'll say, about that. And there's also sort of an undercurrent of fear that we pick up on. So who is Phoenix? What's going on in her life? Why is she there?
Okay, so she had a very, very traumatic experience where, you know, we see in the news day in and day out, somebody's been robbed, somebody's been hijacked, you know, different things that happen to people, but we see it, we gloss over it in our minds, and we never really think about the after effects of what those people probably go through. And a lot of the things that I write come directly from the news, something that impacts me, where I stop and think, my gosh, what those people went through. And they've got them on the news, and they're interviewing them, and they're close to falling apart, and they're just barely holding it together. I'm a very, very empathetic person. So for Phoenix, she had her own landscaping business, and she was robbed one night by masked men who probably intended more than just robbing her, but it was interrupted by a customer coming back for something. She had always considered herself a strong woman, had her own business early in life and worked really hard. But after that happened, she retreated, and she was just shocked, didn't want to talk to family, didn't want to get married anymore to her fiance. Just her entire world had changed. After a while of sort of coming to grips with her own fear, she decided she needed to get back out in the world. She needed to become the person that she wanted to be, not the person that these unsavory types had turned her into. So she goes to the RV resort and takes up the landscaping job there, but with grave reservations, you know, afraid of how she might be. Is she going to be able to face customers okay? Is the fear going to come back on her? And she's a very strong person, so she has some challenges, but she manages it. And when she meets Cooper, the guy who runs the park, who's there for his own tragic reasons, this park seemed to be a place that was very healing and very welcome for people who are looking for a way to be somewhat alone, but in a crowd of people. And you can do that because each little RV or each little cabin at a place like this gives you confinement if you want it, but there's always people around you. So you're not alone, you're not in danger, but you can be as alone as you want to be. And so it seemed to be a good setting for that.
So let's talk more about Cooper, who he is other than the owner of this park. I guess Phoenix's first impression of him, but then that changes drastically.
Right, right. So when she first meets him, she just sees him as a very large, very confident man, very capable. But through working with him, she sees how kind he is to his employees. He doesn't treat them so much like employees as he does friends, and is very, very grateful for what they do. They all go above and beyond, which has been my experience at an RV park, that the people are just the friendliest people in the world. So that's her first impression of him, and she's a little wary and keeping a little bit of her distance. But little by little, she learns that he, too, had a tragic past, lost a wife and an unborn child, and that he's been doing basically the same thing as her, somewhat hiding, but in a crowd. And so they bond through that with him very much wanting to help her out and her also seeing that great big macho men who are very strong and very capable can also be somewhat vulnerable with certain things.
Tell us about Ridley. Who is she and how does she fit in this puzzle?
Ridley is the outgoing big sister who's overprotective, who wants to take her little sister and fix everything for her, which of course is not how it works. But that's what sometimes big sisters want to do. Sometimes little sisters want to do that as well. They're extremely, extremely close. It's always been kind of the two of them together in the world, but they also fought and bickered and carried on just like siblings do throughout life. I have a sister, a stepsister, and a half-brother. We're all extremely close, but we've also had our bickers, you know, where you have your disagreements on this or that, but would do anything for them. So that sort of a family bond is easy for me to model in a book because I've experienced other ones are not so easy, but that one was an easy one. And so she comes to the RV park after a bad divorce from a very, very wealthy guy where she had a very nice settlement and can easily just snap her fingers and decide to buy an RV and stay right there where her sister's at so she can keep an eye on things. For Ridley, she starts doing some housekeeping work, which she hasn't done in years upon years because she was married to a very wealthy person, and actually finds a sense of accomplishment, which I think in my heart is sometimes missing today. I think a job well done is a huge perk to our inner soul. And I think some people don't realize that, that some things are really worth working for. Sometimes doing the simplest tasks can really make you feel good about yourself, especially if you have things plaguing your mind. You know, I know through the worst times that I've had, you know, my mother passing away with cancer and things like that, doing something physical and paying close attention to it and getting it done helps give your mind a little bit of a break from the worst. If you just sit and dwell on the problems, they become even bigger and bigger without any perspective. So that's why she's there.
I'm interested in talking with you about your career, and specifically, you've written, what, 48 novels now?
With Worth the Wait, which was out last year, that was my 100th unique story. So some of those stories were smaller online stories for the publisher, you know, like a novella length. You're talking 48 mass market books, but 100 unique stories overall.
So I know that you write in more than one genre, but why romance? What appeals to you about that?
Well, I had never really read a lot growing up. Luckily, my sons do and my grandsons do and granddaughter does. But to me, everything they gave us in school was somehow disheartening. It had sad elements to it, and it always wanted to rip at your soul. And I had never read pure entertainment reading before. Now, those other books are well and good. They're absolutely necessary. But the first time someone handed me, you know, like a women's fiction type with a romance in it, I was glued. I was absolutely stunned. And actually, my sister brought me over a bag of books when I was sick one time. And I started one in the bed. And before I got well, I think I'd read 4 books. And I knew that that was what I wanted to do. I'd always been a storyteller in my head, a daydreamer during class time. But I had never really thought about sitting down and actually composing my own story. That did it for me. So those were the books that turned me around. The characterizations, the interactions, really good plots and plot twists, but most of all, I guess, the happy endings. I really want to believe in my heart that if we work hard enough, and if we can find that special someone to help us out when we need it, things work out.
Well, it's delightful to talk with you tonight, and certainly to have a happy ending in Cooper's Charms. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I've been talking with Lori Foster about her latest book titled Cooper's Charm. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.